Welcome to the Live, Laugh, and Love podcast. It is my prayer that you're living your life to the fullest, laughing through the ups and downs, and loving others as Christ loves you. This is your fabulous host, Minister Devon, bringing you the truth with lots of inspiration and a whole lot of love. Now let's get into it. Have you ever fought someone else's battle? Were you on the battlefield fighting for yours and their life? How did it end? Were you sacrificed in the end? There was a young girl whose mother constantly made her fight for her younger siblings. Even though they probably could have fought their own battle, their mother knew something was different in this child. She fought so much because she was told to fight, to the point to where she had no choice but to fight, that when it came time that she didn't have to fight, she didn't know when to stop fighting. But she didn't realize that all that fighting would somehow teach her later in life that she no longer had to physically fight, but that she was actually a strong woman who knew how to fight the right way because her grandmother taught her how, by prayer. So instead of fighting physically, she began to fight by going to God in prayer. The remake of the 1933 version of King Kong follows a director and his crew on a journey from New York City to Skull Island to film a new movie. With him are playwright and actress Ann Darrow, who was played by Naomi Watts, is whisked away by this monstrous ape, King Kong, after they reach this island. The crew encounters dinosaurs and other creatures as they race to rescue Anne, while the actress forms a bond with this ape. When King Kong took her into the woods, it's a scene where she is entertaining him that becomes more than she bargained for. He is watching and laughing at her plans to entertain him. So when he realized that she was trying to make him smile or laugh, he begins to pick her up and then pushes her down and picks her up and pushes her down and laughing numerous times at her falling hard to the ground. She eventually had enough and thought that she was tough enough and told this huge ape no. That didn't sit well with King Kong, so he goes into a bit of a rage and he has this tantrum. And during the rage, a rock hits him on the top of his head. And as he scratches his head, it kind of brings him back to reality, and eventually he walks away from her. So she runs. She runs from him only to find herself in bigger danger. There are things far more threatening and dreadful that she must encounter that she never even thought about. There are the other creatures and things that she cannot escape from because they want her for dinner. Eventually, somewhere behind the scenes where she, when she least expected, King Kong is near and in spite of being mad at her, still comes to her rescue and is there to fight and guide her. After fighting off two animals his size, she realized she needs him to survive if she's going to make it out of this jungle. He's still upset at her foolishness, but eventually he picks her up and places her on his shoulder, and she becomes a believer in King Kong. When we realize the goodness of God and his mighty power, he reminds us that he is always there. God is always fighting our battles, even when we believe the worst, or better yet, we fail to believe. But remember in David's heart that he carried the stones of courage and faith, hope, discipline, and preparation. These five gave something that was bigger than Goliath himself. It gave him confidence. David was confident because he knew the source of his victory. He knew where his blessings came from. One name says it all. If you know God for yourself, You call on the name of Jesus. No wonder the songwriter declared, I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses and the voice I hear ringing in my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. There is a name that reaches beyond the narrow confines of my loneliness and brings me comfort. There is a name that reaches below my deepest failure and guides me to success. There is a name that transcends my weakness and brings me strength. It is the name of Jesus. There's none other name whereby we must be saved. It's the name of Jesus. Jesus provides. Jesus guides. Jesus fights our battles. And yes, Jesus saves. Until next time, live your life to the fullest. Laugh through the ups and downs and love others as Christ loves you.